matches with what we went through at International Convention. So many of you hear that you really want to work your plan, you really want to develop a plan for those of you who don't have one. And for those who've been working for quite some time at this business and haven't achieved the level of success they want, many of you acknowledge that it's because you really weren't working the plan and actually following the system. So I want to talk to you about working a plan and planning the work. And I think it's clear to most of us that planning is absolutely necessary. Although we don't really wait for a perfect plan, we actually have to begin the work. But it's a part of the process. And many of you come back from convention and you set your goals to work the 90-day fast track. And some of you have set to work your goals by leadership school next February. But to achieve those goals in either timetable, you really need to have a written plan. And it needs to be in place. If you're going to use those timetables, for it to be realistic, you really need to get that in place this weekend. If you don't already have it done, you need to be ready to start actively working your plan Monday morning. And what I want to review with you is, first of all, think about what's really in your plan. And I think there's pretty much just three areas. Everything you need to do is in the plan. The second part is everything you will do. And the third part is everything you won't do. And you have to be clear on all of those before you can have a realistic and effective plan. If you look at the first category of everything that you need to do, we've covered this before, and if you've been to any of the company trainings, you know that we have to expose the business and we have to expose the product. Those are really the main things that you have to do. And if you think about how do you expose your business, most of us know that we have to get ourselves in a position for someone to know what we have to offer. Which means we have to use some of the system tools that we have available. We can use the three-part DVD. That works very well for a lot of people. We can use the wake-up CD, which is useful for just getting someone to think about the need to have a plan B. We can use the Success From Home magazine and the DVD. We can use the flip chart. There's a variety of tools, but we have to put in our plan everything that we're going to use to expose our business. And we have to know what those tools are. So the second piece of that, exposing your product, clearly the first part under that category is to use your product. Then we have to know what options there are for exposing our product. Clearly we're going to use the mall talk. We're going to use brochures. One, because all of the brochures that we have, those particular products may or may not be reflected in the mall talk because there have been product introductions since the last edition of the mall talk. Will there be a new one? Yes. But again, back to the plan, we don't wait for everything to be in place. We start working our plan now. We use the e-flyers. Of course, that presupposes that you know what the e-flyers are. We use invitations to have people go to our portal. We use the health awareness survey. We can use health seminars with Dr. Dutch's DVD. And if you don't have access to that DVD or you haven't seen it, you can go to her website, which is www.healthchallenges.com. I think that is one of the better tools that we have because it does all of the explaining to people about why they need to be serious about taking health and nutrition supplements. You also, in terms of using your products, you have to gain exposure to sharing what we have as part of your lifestyle. We've talked before about doing the walk through your home and making sure that you're using all your own products. I think one of the critical elements is making sure that you really know what it is you have, and that after you get to this exposing your business, you know you have to do that, you know you have to expose your product, you have to figure out whether or not you actually know what you have available in order to do what you need to do. Remember, because this is the section where you need to put into your plan everything that you need to do. Well, I can't do that unless I know what's available for me to get there. Clearly, the first thing that's available is your career manual. Clearly, that's one of the least read publications that we offer, but it truly has every single detail that you need to build this business successfully. So you have your career manual, and I encourage you to really begin to look at that, especially while you're working up this plan, because it's going to tell you what merchandising techniques to use, what features and benefits that are available for you to share with people about your particular products. There's really a wealth of information in that manual. The second tool that's available for you to find out what you need to do in order to build your business successfully is unfranchised.com. And I know if you were at convention and you listened to Kevin's presentation, he was talking about the terrible results from those of us who are distributors and unfranchised owners in terms of using unfranchised.com effectively and completing the surveys that the company sends. All of that information that's available on unfranchised.com, it's like having your own corporate headquarters right at your disposal. And I know that many of you are in different stages of building your business, and therefore you may think that you don't need to go there because perhaps you don't have enough volume coming through your organization yet that you need to check it on a regular basis. Don't look at that tool as only something for checking volume. That is your way to check in with corporate on a regular basis. At a minimum, you need to go there every other day because there can be news alerts. There can be updates on what product material is available or implementation dates. There's a wealth of information, and you need to take some time to get familiar with unfranchised.com. It's not enough to just go there and check your reports. You need to go there and look at the information that's available for downloading. Look at the alerts that corporate puts out about the direction that the company is heading. Because these tools are what you have to use in order to be able to do the things you need to do to get your business to the levels you want. Okay, so it's very important that you begin to engage more proactively with unfranchised.com. The third piece that's available and that you need to know is available to help you do what you need to do is unfranchisedtraining.com. And I know that the majority of people I spoke with have never been to the site. But it is the place that gives you pretty much immediate access to critical tools that you need to build your business. When you go to the site, you will see, first of all, the 90-day fast track presentation that JR just did at convention. Presentations on some of the new products, the cognitive product, the headrest product. There's Spanish home health seminars on there. There's regional IBD presentation is there. The 1032 documents from Elizabeth's presentation are there. Motives information is there. The Chinese second look, the English speaking second look. All of that information is available for you to simply go to the site, download, so that you have access to it and people on your team have access to it. The new distributor training is on that site. The Basic 5 presentation is on that site. So in order for you to really do what you need to do to build your business and to work an effective plan, you have to know what tools you have. And the fact that you have access to all of this means that you can use this information in the corings that you're conducting for your individual groups. You can use this information as part of your self-study program because your plan has to include you increasing your skill level and your comfort level and your confidence level with using your various business building tools. So use the career manual. Go to unfranchised.com. Go to unfranchisedtraining.com, especially if you've never been there. You really need to become familiar with this because, again, now we're making a plan to really get serious about building our business, and that means that we have to know what's available so that we can immediately share it with the new people in our organization. Another tool that's available for you to help yourself do what it is you need to do, of course, is the unfranchised owner printout with the diagnostic test. And you'll remember that JR spoke specifically about using the diagnostic test as part of your action plan working the 90-day fast track. Of course, our group website, allianceofachievers.com, is also one of those pieces that is available to you to help you do what you need to do. There's some wonderful training tips on there from some of our information sharers. We have retailing on there from Dawn and Furman. We have website information with Derek and Felicia. We have cosmetics. We have gift basket information. We have transitions information from Atiba. We have customer service information from Richard. We have the details of the material that you need all in one place to supplement your being able to build your business as effectively and as efficiently as possible. The challenge, I think, in this part is, one, you know what you need to do. The struggle for some is knowing what's available And when you don't know what's available, it tends to slow you down from moving forward. Because you know you need to expose your product, but you're not quite sure how to effectively retail. Well, if you don't look at the career manual, then you won't learn how to talk about the features and benefits. If you don't go to unfranchise.com, you won't have access to your current price list to know exactly what you need to be marketing your products for. If you don't go to unfranchisetraining.com, then you won't have access to the basic five materials to know exactly what the retail component speaks about. If you don't go to look at your UFO printout, then you won't know how much retail you need to be doing to achieve that goal that you want of becoming an unfranchise owner. And if you don't go to the group website, you won't know that there are many other people in the forum who really have some good information that they've been more than willing to share with us to make it easier, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel that they already went through. So connecting the dots from what you need to do to knowing what's available is a critical element before you can come up with an effective plan. And then, once you are comfortable in knowing what is available to help you do what you need to do, you have to really do some soul searching and ask yourself, do you use what is available? Have you ever been to these sites that I'm talking about? Have you ever looked at the group website information? Have you downloaded any of that information? If you've downloaded the information, whether it's from unfranchise.com or unfranchisetraining.com or from the group website, have you used the information that you've downloaded? I know that many of us go to various networking events and presentations, and we collect all sorts of literature and brochures, and we bring them home in the nice little bag that they gave us at the event, and then we never look at it. And we don't even pull it out until maybe the next time we're getting ready to go to an event. So before your plan is going to have any chance of succeeding, you have to really get serious about whether or not you use what you have available. The three-part DVD. If you haven't watched a three-part DVD, I don't believe that you can actually say that you're in business for yourself. Because you have to have watched it alone, and you have to have watched it more than once. You cannot have your first time watching it be when you're sitting there with someone, because you need to anticipate questions. You need to be in a position to paraphrase what's coming up and introduce your prospect to who's on the DVD and what part is coming next. And you can't do that if you've never watched it, for sure. And I don't think you can do it smoothly and confidently if you haven't watched it multiple times. In terms of exposing the product piece, you have to clearly be a product of the product. One of the best ways to do that I can think of is to use the home shopping list. And we can no longer say that we don't have a current home shopping list, because, of course, we do have a current home shopping list. But the question is not what we have. The question here is, do you use what's available? Have you actually completed the home shopping list? This is the easiest way to make sure that when someone comes into your home or interacts with you in any capacity, they know that you're in business for yourself and that you believe in what you have to offer. If you look at the home shopping list, and I know that there may be some of you on the phone who haven't looked at it, but you need to look at it. There's no other way to put it. If you simply go down this list, I think that it is absolutely impossible for you not to become a product of your own products. But if you start with the internet piece, maybe you don't know anyone yet who has a need for websites, but the fact that we offer it means that if you share this home shopping list with other people, they will see that first entry and they may be able to give you referrals. Water filters is next. What some people say, use a water filter or be a water filter. I don't know. Some of you live in different areas. Maybe you really do have absolutely perfect water. I know we don't have perfect water in Colorado. Then you move to the kitchen area. I absolutely don't like working in the kitchen, but I know that I still need to have dishwashing detergent. I have a dishwasher in there. I need to have dishwasher crystals to go in there. I have a stainless steel sink. I need the scouring cleanser. I need the liquid hand soap. You can go down this list, and I'm not saying that you have to use everything. There's some things I'm not that fond of. I've shared before, I'm not that fond of the dishwashing detergent because it doesn't have enough suds for me. It doesn't mean it doesn't clean. It does that very well, but it doesn't have enough suds, and psychologically, I need the suds. But I can go down this list from the kitchen to the bathroom. There's no bathroom that I've ever been in that doesn't need a disinfectant or a liquid hand soap or a scouring cleanser. in a laundry room clearly needs laundry detergent, and you ought not to still have Tide in your laundry room if you are in business by yourself and you're an unfranchised owner. In terms of the weight management and weight loss, maybe you don't particularly want to lose any weight. Maybe you don't have to. But perhaps you could begin to try the shakes out. I have the shakes all the time, and I have shake canisters on my counter. How about the meals? One thing I noticed at convention, there were many people who bought the transition meals with them, and it was so hot there they could heat them up on the dashboard in their car, and they had those for lunch instead of paying $7, $8 for a sandwich that wasn't even good for you. So you have all these possibilities. Then you get to the food and beverage category. I don't drink coffee, but I buy the coffee because I have guests and company who does drink coffee. Yard and garden. I don't really like to work out there. I like it to look really nice, but I use the lawn power. Now, some of you live in areas where you can't use all of the lawn and garden, but that's no excuse for not using the rest of what's on the home shopping list. You may not have a spa, so you don't need the spa cleaner. But you have a face. And so in the facial care area, I know there's something on here that you can use. Men and women can use this. Robert used to use the moisturizing cream. He used to use the intelligence cleanser. There's one part of this that you can begin to use so that you will be in a better position to share it with other people. The hair care piece. You can perhaps use the hairspray. You can use the conditioner. You can use the moisturizing cream. In the skincare, everyone takes a shower or takes a bath, and I will bet most of you have some sort of bath or shower proof in your bathroom. Well, did it come from your business? Did the bath and shower gel come from your business, or did it come from Body Works and not via your web portal, via you going into the mall or stopping at some store on your way home? How about the cosmetics? Most women, even if they don't wear cosmetics, will have a lip gloss, will have a lip conditioner. That needs to come from your own store so that when you're at work or somewhere else and you pull out your tube, you ought not to be pulling out a CoverGirl or a Fashion Fair or a Maybelline because they're not paying you. You're not in business for them. You're in business for yourself, and you need to really use this tool. You have the cleaning needs piece. You have the nutrition, food, and vegetable supplements. I haven't even got through all that, and you already can have replaced half of what you're buying from someone else, and that's before we get to the nutritional supplements. But you can't do that if you aren't committed to working I guess the best way to say it is if you aren't committed to working a realistic business building plan, then it will make sense to you to not use your own products and to not really take seriously the advice and encouragement to become a product of the product. Because there is no way that you can really believe that this business vehicle is going to give you the results you want if you don't take ownership for actively engaging in being true, walking the walk that you are wanting to share with other people. How can I talk to someone else about completing a home shopping list and when they run out of their current products, placing an order with me if I still have Tide upstairs in my laundry room? Even if they don't know that I'm not a product of my own products, I know. And you know for yourself, and therefore that's going to impact your integrity. It's going to impact your ability and your willingness to speak up to other people about what it is you have to offer. So it's not just enough to say, I'm willing to put in my plan everything that I need to do. I must know what's available to help me do that, and then, most importantly, I have to use what's available. And that home shopping list is absolutely critical. And I don't think that anyone can say they're not achieving their retail goals or getting the kind of customer referrals they want if they're not using that home shopping list effectively. There's just no other way around it. In terms of what else you need to be using that's available to you for the recruiting aspects and talking with your potential prospects, you need to get comfortable with showing the plan. And I'm not right here talking about you being comfortable showing the plan in front of the room. I'm talking about you being comfortable in showing the plan one-on-one. And I don't mean for you to sit down with someone and simply open the flip chart and read the words on there. That's why most of you won't do it. Knowing what's available doesn't mean that you automatically know how to do it. You know what's available. What I want you to practice is when you're going through the flip chart, practice having a conversation with the person that you're talking with. on this page, we're talking about our Mall Without Walls and the various stores that we have, and we're continually introducing new stores. The store that I really focus on is health and nutrition, but of course any of these are open, and I'm free to take orders and sell products from all of the stores. On this page, this is where we talk about how you actually earn your volume and generate your commission checks. You're going to go through this, but you have to do this with yourself first. The first conversation is the conversation you have with you. When you get comfortable having that conversation, then you will be less intimidated and less afraid and nervous when it comes to sharing the plan with other people. Showing the plan is really not an ordeal. What it should be is a conversation with the person that you're sitting with, explaining to them what it is you have to offer. And when you're comfortable with that, believe me, you won't have any challenges. But you have to know that that's what you need to do with the flip chart that's available for your use. So it's like when you're focused and everything that you need to do is identified in terms of exposing your business and exposing your product. But in the context of your plan, the next important step is to consider everything that you will do. We know everything that we need to do. We know what's available for us to do those things we need to do. And we know whether or not we're using what's available. Now that we've decided we're going to actually work a plan, we have to consider everything that we will really do. Okay? So if you're going to work a 90-day fast track, then that means that since we're starting Monday, your 90 days, actually 91 days, is going to be up the 17th of November. The week ending 11/17 is your 91 days. If you're going to work your plan based on a leadership school goal achievement date, then you have until the end of January. But the week ending will actually be January 22nd. So you can, January 26th. So you can take the 90-day fast track, and if that's not exactly what you're capable of doing right now, you can extend the same level of activity over a longer period of time. Of course, it will take you a bit longer to get there, but you can still do it because the process is the same. It's just an accelerated version. So whether or not you're working the 90-day fast track or you're working with a leadership school achievement day, your focus is still going to be on the big three: prospecting, recruiting, and retailing. And in terms of what you will do in these areas, you have to ask yourself these questions. Will you listen to people? Will you listen to what other people are saying to you instead of wanting and working to hard sell what it is you have to offer? Many of you share that you want to know how to convince someone. You want to know how to persuade someone to take this seriously. It's not going to work like that. It doesn't work like that. You have to ask yourself, will you stop and listen to people? Will you develop your skill set? Back to reading your career manual, looking at unfranchise.com, going to unfranchise training, looking at the group website. You have to develop your skill sets. Will you host product shows? Will you distribute health awareness surveys? Will you share the mall talks? Will you show the plan? Will you use business owner related tools? What do I mean by business owner related tools? What I mean is what's in the unfranchise owner package. If you're in business, have you purchased a business support materials kit? You know, I know many of you haven't. Why? Because it costs quite a bit, but I think not purchasing it means that you're not setting yourself up for the level of success that you say you want. Do you have business cards? Do you have a Pet Live subscription? When I was trying to do the update, the roster for the forum, I couldn't contact many of you because I don't have your Pet Live ATG extension. And I know some of you don't have an ATG extension, but if you call other people on the team from outside lines and they have to call you back, then you're putting an expense on them. More importantly, you're adding another step to us being able to communicate with one another, and that slows down the process. Well, if you're working a 90-day fast track, you don't have time for anything to slow down the process, which is why I like the idea of you using the UFO criteria sheets as part of your plan when you're working the 90-day fast track program. Because if you're making sure as you build your business that you're meeting these criteria and using these tools, then when you achieve your goal, you're also going to become an unfranchise owner at the same time. you're not going to have to say, well, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do that. Becoming a non-franchise owner is part of the process of building your business and achieving your goals, whether or not you're doing it in the 90-day fast track process, or you're doing it with a leadership goal achievement date, or if you're doing it with next year's international convention goal achievement date. The process is still the same. Will you use the various evaluation tools? Will you use the basic 5 diagnostic tests? If you don't, I don't know how you're going to be able to measure your success. I was volunteering today down at the Colorado Center on Law and Policy, and one of the pieces that they have to work on is evaluating the staff and the executive director, because they don't do it. They haven't done it for 4 years. Right now it's a good organization and they're doing well, but when I was sitting with them to help them understand why they needed to measure their performance in order to conduct a realistic performance appraisal, they started to understand, because they knew that they couldn't effectively decide who was supposed to get a bonus, who was supposed to get promoted, who perhaps needed to have additional training if they didn't measure what they were already doing. And it's the same for us. If we don't measure it, how in the world do we know? We say, well, I can tell what I'm doing, but generally we can't. If you test yourself, usually what you think you're doing versus what you're actually doing, when you write it down, there will be a huge variance in that, and it's absolutely critical that we know for sure whether or not we are on track, because your goal with this business vehicle is too important for you to miss just because you didn't effectively monitor it. Will you use your own product? Will you use both business volume product and incentive business volume product? Will you sell your own product? I wish I could see your hands, so I could ask you to raise your hands for those who have downloaded Richard's previous summary that's on the group website in terms of will you sell your product. If you downloaded it, have you done the things that Richard is doing, and many of you are doing as well? He speaks to you about the foundation of every business being the share of customers. Clearly, without a customer, you have no business. What does he do? He writes a personalized thank you letter to his customers. He thanks them for the order. He lists their preferred customer number. What does that mean? That means that he had to register them as a preferred customer. He includes a link to the mini website for the product they ordered to make it easy for them to find you again. Well, what does that mean? That means that you have to have a mini website for the product. I will bet that some of you don't even know what a mini website is, but if you read what he's already taken the time to share with us, then you'll know. He introduces the main web portal to them. He includes instructions on how to take the product. What are his other tips? Always include a brochure of the product, even if you've already given them one. Package your products professionally. Give people a Market America isotonic cup if they order multiple isotonic products. Note, he says, give it to them. He doesn't say sell it to them. Why? Because you're wanting to sell your product and you're determined to build a solid customer base. If while you're talking to them on the phone, Richard says, you find out that they're married, have kids, you use that information to send extra brochures. What does that mean? That means that you were talking to these people. That means that you were following up with your customers. So when I'm asking you to ask yourself, will you sell your product, I want you to have a plan for how you're going to do that. Tools that he uses the e-flyers, the electronic flyers, which you can send to your customers on a regular basis. He uses the alerts to remind you to contact your customers. You need to go to the website so that you understand how to use the alert system. He uses locators very effectively. Some of us don't even have distributed locators, but how do we expect customers to find us? How do we expect people who are interested in what we have to offer? And how will we answer the question, will we sell our product, if we don't use the tools and the training and the example that's already out there for us? So clearly we're beyond the point of saying, will this work? We know it works. That's no longer an area of discussion. How much of what Richard explains to us in his printout do we do? That's a piece of what we have to answer in terms of what will you do to build your business. And before you begin implementing your plan next week, now we're starting this on Monday, I don't just want you to think about everything you need to do. We've covered that. And then everything that you will do, I want you to take some time, maybe even more time, to think about everything that you won't do. Okay? Because this can be as critical, and sometimes more critical actually, than identifying everything that you will do. And fill in the blanks here for yourself. I won't make three-way calls. I won't use health awareness surveys. I won't attend new distributor trainings, basic files, or locals. I won't ask for referrals. I won't use my own web portal to purchase IBV-related products. You see, the more things you have on your won't-do list that are necessary things for building this business, the more you have to do the other things that are on your will-do list. Right? The more things you have on your won't-do list that are necessary to build this business, the more you have to do the things on your will-do list. The problem is that sometimes you can use a therefore with something you won't do and still achieve the goal, but sometimes you can't. Okay, if I say, I won't make three-way calls, therefore I will schedule two-on-ones more frequently, then I have a chance of still achieving my particular goals. But if I say, I won't ask for referrals, therefore what? Therefore, I won't accomplish Base 10-7 Strong. If I don't accomplish Base 10-7 Strong, then I'm not going to have a sufficient retail base. I'm not going to have my registered 10 preferred customers. Therefore, I'm not going to generate the ongoing business line that I need in order to achieve the success I say I want. So you can choose from within some of these parameters, but you can't exclude everything. That's simply not going to work. So if you are clear on what you won't do, then you get to decide how much of the rest you're actually going to have to engage in on an almost accelerated basis in order to get to where you say you want to get to. So if you want to be real specific, I want you to think about the presentation and convention. Because see, now you know clearly, and I know you knew before this call, everything that you need to do in terms of exposing your business and exposing your product. And then you've got some clarity on everything that you will do. You will use the DVD. You will use the home shopping list. And also everything that you won't do. You won't do three-way calls. The next step is figuring out how to do what you will do that you need to do as effectively as possible. So we're only going to work on the what we will do list, and only again in terms of the big three, prospecting, recruiting, and retailing. And during convention, the presentation that is available for you at unfranchisetraining.com, when JR was talking about the 90-day fast track, and remember, I want you to focus on this because you can always extend the time period, but the details in the 90-day fast track are what you must do to be successful with this business, no matter how long it's going to take you. But you have to understand the overall picture. And that begins at the personal level. And at that personal level, as he said, the keys are you must master the basic fact. There is no way around it. You have to be totally committed, and you have to have a well-defined goal statement. And those are the same words that he's been using for years, because that part of the process doesn't change. You have to be a professional. You have to look like a professional. You have to have materials like professionals. You have to present like a professional. You have to walk the walk. You have to have the training. You have to be involved in result-producing activities. You have to use the Unfranchised Owner Guide in order to get to that level of success. Now, if you're doing it on the 90-day fast track, then, as he said, you have to be willing to commit at least 20 hours a week, which I know means for many of you that you're not going to be able to do the 90-day fast track, but some of you are. But understand that if you're only going to be able to commit 8 to 10 hours a week, that is not the 90-day fast track, and it is not going to give you the same level of results. And I want you to be clear on that before you put everything into your plan and then get discouraged because the results aren't what you thought they would be. The results are only going to be based on the amount of true commitment and realistic activity schedules that you build into your action plan. Now, when you get beyond the part of having made the commitment, you have to keep that commitment for the full 90 days. You can't start the commitment and then stop at 15 days and then skip 10 days and then start again and then skip 10 days and then we get to November 17th and you say you worked the 90-day fast track. You did not really work the 90-day fast track. You attempted to, but the 90-day fast track means that you're going to work this consistently for 90 days. Okay, that's the difference. And that's the piece that he was stressing during his presentation. You have to have that total commitment. And you have to work personally with the people that you bring on board with you for that full period of time. If you don't, it's not being fair to them, and it's also not really being fair to you because you're setting yourself up to not achieve your particular goals. The objective, he says, is in the 90 days to sponsor or find through your people 2 to 8 people for you to work with directly. Remember, you're working with your people to get to the people that they know. Now, when you get beyond what you have to do on the personal level, then you have to move to what do you do? How do you do what's needed and what you've agreed you will do in terms of the personal and the organizational level? Well, clearly, the first thing is to use the tools, the UFL Business Support Kit. I know it's a little expensive, but as he was saying during his presentation, you have to see the value beyond the dollars. We're not asking you to buy the kit and put it on the shelf and wait to hand it out. Look at the presentation and see, if you weren't at convention, the section where he talks about making up information kits for the people you're working with. You're doing that with the materials that came in your business support kit, you see, so you're passing this on to the people that you're going to work with. Because when you really want someone to succeed, you want them to have the tools that they need to succeed. When we're buying back-to-school items for our children or grandchildren, we're going down the list of requirements that the school and the teachers gave to us. We're not just going to arbitrarily decide to leave out one of the requirements. And that's the way I want you to look at using these tools. They're not tools to sit on the shelf. They're tools for you to immediately make up these information kits and share with the people that you're bringing in business with you. Because to do what's needed, you have to consistently use the system and the system tools. Remember what we said? System says. The system says this is the way you do business. Okay? It's not TA's way. It's not Elizabeth's way. It's not, well, it is JR's way. It's about the system. The system says I need to use these tools. The system says I need to decide what I'm going to do to get names for my prospect list. Am I going to use the 10-3-2 approach that JR talked about? Am I going to use the group interview piece that he mentioned that Jackie Glasgow uses? What most of us are going to do is a combination. But in order to do a combination, we have to know what each of those are. The 10-3-2 approach is going to help us get people to talk to. The philosophy behind that, and this again is in his presentation, is to talk to your people's people. The first 90 days are critical. It's about the numbers. The system is to talk to 10 people a day, book 3 appointments a day, and 2 names a day. There it is. When you have that information, then you can combine that with what Jackie does in the group interview process. I don't know which piece is going to be most comfortable for you, but I do know that you have to decide what parameters you're going to use. If you use the group interview piece, there's a really good handout for that. And it's simply a social gathering. You're going to invite people. You're inviting the people that you approached using Elizabeth's 10-3-2. You don't have to have formal invitations. Sometimes we want to get so formal that we stop ourselves from moving forward. You can just ask people, as Jackie says, what are you doing that night? This is all in the handout. You're going to invite these people over. You're going to use the tools. You're going to use the bio sheet. Where's the bio sheet? It's right there on the group website. It's on franchisetraining.com. It's all available so that you can share with your upline mentor or coach what it is about this person that makes you think they would be a good fit for this business and that they're interested in this business. You can invite people over. She has an agenda laid out. You're going to decide what you're going to do. You're just going to have general introductions. You're going to go over some sections of the Success From Home DVD. But you have to know what you're going to do. You may say, well, TA, I don't want to use the 10-3-2. I don't want to use the group interview business social. And that's all fine. What I'm wanting you to get clear on is what will you do? What are you going to do to get names for your prospect list? And what will you do with them when people are interested? And we have to figure that out before we find people who are interested. Because the last thing you can do is meet someone who's interested and have nothing in place to work with them. That is totally, totally not professional. So you have to decide when you're getting ready to lay out this plan, what are you going to do? How are you going to get your name? What will you do to get them? And what will you do with people when they're interested? Now, while you're on the way to doing that, building your confidence and working with your team to work up that plan, I want you to focus on preparing your post-convention letters. We talked about this before convention. When we start our businesses, we use the general dear friend letter, you know, the business introduction letter. Well, now it's after convention, so I want you to prepare two different versions. I want you to send that letter to all your current customers, updating them. I just came back from our international convention, and we have some really interesting new products I thought would be of interest to you. We have Cognitin. We have some acne formulation, some blemish control. We have some new cosmetics. A letter goes to your current customers. A letter goes to your previous customers, even if they haven't purchased from you in a while. You know, I know it's been a while since you ordered, but I wanted to share with you some information about some of the newest products we just introduced. I thought these would be of interest to you. And then the other letter is going to your previous distributors. And I'm going to say, you know, I know it's been some time since you were actively working your business, and I wanted to let you know about some of the enhanced tools that we have that might be of interest to you. And I'm going to talk about the portal. I'm going to talk about the increased earning potential. I'm going to talk about Voita. I'm going to talk about the IBV. I'm going to send these letters to every single person that was on my list. Current customers, previous distributors, and then I'm going to schedule a follow-up. You see, that's how I'm going to build my activity while I get the rest of my plan in place. Because there's almost no other way to generate the numbers that we need to work with. You remember what JR said? Work large numbers to get to the numbers of people who are ready to do this business now. Your confidence and your numbers go up when you believe what he said. People first, sign up second, only when appropriate. The evaluation approach truly is the most comfortable approach for most people, and the rejection is clearly not personal. No people, only sell them product. Do not bring in people who have not led you to other people. As he put it, we're looking for those who are ready, willing, and able to do it right now. This is straight out of his presentation. People who are entrepreneurial, people with networking experience, people with direct sales experience, people who are well-connected, people with ambition who want to enhance the quality of their life and improve their financial position. If the people don't want to do that, please tell me why you would bring those people into business with you. I don't understand it. And I think that is just going to take away your vital energy that you need to build your business. The blueprint for how you're going to do everything that you need to do that we've identified is all in the Getting Started Action Guide and the 10 Steps to Effective Duplication. But it's not going to matter if you don't have a current Getting Started Action Guide. And if you've been in business for a year or two, you don't have the current Getting Started Action Guide because it's not what came in your subscription kit, so you have to order that. Again, it's back to knowing what's available and committing to use what's available. Committing now to the process is the only way to achieve your goal with this business. There's just no other way. Then your 90 days is going to be up November the 17th. On your way to that, you have to, if you're serious about doing this, of course, you have to, one, identify your primary income goal. Two, you have to look at your organization and see what you really have. Are they all stable and waiting, or are they just not there? Then you have to identify the block of time that you're going to make available to build your business. You have to identify all that before you sit down to do number four, which is complete your daily activity schedule through the end of this month. And then with all of the area trainings and events entered in for the next 3 months, because you need to know at a glance where your open time is. And on this calendar, remember when Shelton and Patricia were on the call? And Patricia talked about the fact that you put all your life events on the calendar because you can't have a dental appointment with a child and that be the same time that you told a prospect you were going to meet with them to go over the three-part DVD. So all of that activity has to be on this calendar. And then, number five, you have to decide to whom and how frequently you're going to be accountable to someone. Okay? It seems like a lot, I know, but when you sit down and start working it, once you get clear on knowing what you need to do and deciding what you will do and what you won't do, you've really worked your way into exactly what it takes to build your business and whether or not you're willing to make that commitment. You're going to be identifying your goal, looking at your organization, identifying the time, completing your daily activity schedule, and deciding who you're going to be accountable to. And although you're using a system to build your business, the system doesn't operate in a vacuum. You have to bring your own unique knowledge, skills, and abilities to the process. Think about what you do really, really well. Like Richard, follow-up and personal service. He does a wonderful job at that. Ginger, her commitment in caring for her Modus clients, it's amazing. Sunny, her commitment and discipline to track all these people when you're selling websites and you have to keep following up with these business people who are never available. You have to figure out what you do really well. Identify your strengths and build on them. Robert used to say, help people find out what they're willing to do and then help them do that exceedingly well. That's what you need to do for you, and do the same with people on your team, because the synergy is so powerful. That's what's going to keep you going as your momentum builds. It really will make a difference if you identify to this level of detail. Because, see, the plan is simple. We talked about that before. The plan is simple. The challenge is it's not easy. So you can't get caught up in the details. Your action plan has to be focused, and it has to be flexible. And you have to decide that your goal achievement with this vehicle is a priority. You know, the challenge is really in deciding, one, that you want what you want bad enough. Two, that you want to use this vehicle to achieve what you want. And three, that you're willing to make the commitment now to do what you know is necessary to make the difference in your life. You know, it really does just get down to that. You may decide that you're not willing to make the commitment now, and that's perfectly okay. What I want you to get through this exercise is clarity in terms of whether or not this is the best time for you to really work an effective action plan, or whether it's not. But if it is, if you decide it is the time for you, then I want you to know what you need to do, to know everything that you need to do in terms of exposing your business and exposing your product, and be real clear on everything that you will do, and even clearer on everything that you won't do. Okay, creating this written plan is challenging, and you know, I know it is. And if you want some feedback on it, you know, feel free to call me. You can call me, you can email me, you can fax it to me. Whatever you think you need, I'll do my best to help you with it, okay? But you need to let me know. I hear the beeping, so that means I'm at the end of my time. You have no assignment this week because you're working on your action plan. And the next call in the first, where am I? I'm on the 17th. So the next call on the first Thursday, I should have seen the plans from those of you who want me to see your plan, but everyone should be in a place to where they can monitor their achievement up to that point and know where they need to adjust if any adjustments are required. The Feed Your Mind quote for this next week that I will email you when we get off the phone is, there is power and unity and strength in networking. Again, there's power and unity and strength in networking. So be sure and send me any announcements. Please ask others to send me their current email addresses. And also, if you know someone who was supposed to get a book while we were at the forum and did not, please have them send me their mailing address so that I can get those books out to them in the mail. Okay.